Hi, welcome back to episode 88 of the Year Right podcast. You're joined by myself, Jamie Cade. We have our special guest, Noah. We got a few things to discuss. We're going to do a how's your week. We're going to discuss about Noah's essentially his life, what he does. Got a few pet peeves. Am I wrong? And then we're going to talk about some goals for 2025. It's also kind of the first time I've talked about what we'll do.
That felt more professional.
I think we'll start there.
This is real.
But, yes, me, Jamie, Cade, and Noah. So, like I said, I'm going to change it. It's no longer how's your week been. How was your weekend? It's officially changed to how's your weekend. So how was it?
Yeah, it's Tuesday and only been 2 days. Weekend.
But it's Monday.
It is Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday. Yeah,
no, yeah. Oh, it is. It's Monday.
For context, we record on Tuesday, so it gets confusing. But it was Monday today.
Mm. Damn.
Lovely. So how was it?
No, it was good. Felt very productive. I was a bit of a scumbag, and I didn't do my Christmas shopping. So I did that real quick on the last.
Mine still hasn't been done.
He hasn't done it either, actually.
Well, I feel great now. So I was actually really good, and I did my Christmas shopping.
Yeah, you did great. I did some over the weekend.
Unlike Cade, and I did that. But my main goal was to get a photo printed out. And I sent it through to Warehouse Stationery. Shout out Warehouse Stationery. At 9 o'clock in the morning. And they, in fact, still haven't gotten back to me.
That's why we were late to my Christmas party, because the photos for me weren't printing as well.
You know what? I take back the shout out Warehouse Stationery. You guys, you know, I did go in pretty not nice going, hey guys, look, you have to click print. Surely my photo is done. And they're like, look, obviously lots of other people are getting photos going. I go, you know what, it's Christmas, I'll back off, I'll leave. You're right, sorry, I'll come back later.
Which Warehouse Stationery?
The Wido Warehouse Stationery. Okay. If you're listening, Wido, I'm coming back tomorrow with vengeance, and I'm getting that picture printed out.
What's the picture?
It's a picture of me.
Also sounds like someone I know.
I think we're a little similar.
Look, no, it's a headshot I had.
I think we're very similar.
And it's for my mother.
I think we're very similar.
I love that. I very much love that.
What I did, I print mine out, and I'm just like signing. So I got my pictures on my. I got so many different headshots on myself. I'm doing my signature on all of them. I'm handing them out to my family members, cousins, aunties, grandparents.
Yeah. Brother, it takes every ounce of my soul to not sign that bad boy and frame it. But, you know, it doesn't have a lot of pictures of me as I'm older. I'll give you this headshot. It's a nice photo, that. But
sign the back of it.
Yeah, well, secretly. But she's just getting a signed frame. If Warehouse Stationery doesn't lock in.
How big is the photo? Are we talking like...
I'm talking 8 by 10. 8 times 10. Anyone listening that wants to give me an 8 times 10, like by tomorrow? Cool.
What's the headshot? Give us the pose.
How do
school photo
even work?
Do school photo.
Like, yeah, just like smile. Tilt your head and smile at us.
Well, the headshots I get, they bamboozle you. They just ask you a question, and while you're answering it, they're like, oh, that's a...
Did
you just take it? Yeah, they get it real candid.
That's how we should do our photography headshots.
Yeah, but we know it's coming.
Yeah, we
know each other.
For our photo shoots, we do it for our movie posters and stuff. But like, we do it just in the studio, just across the room, like, and down the hall. But maybe that's a good technique. Maybe just ask questions. Because for me, when I'm taking his photo, I'm like, all right, Cade, now do this. Like, you're looking at an alien spaceship in the sky.
Yeah.
Something like
so
that.
So I'm trying to like to smirk, because like, why am I looking at an alien?
Like, you know this movie poster?
Screaming right now.
Just like,
oh, always.
That's like 80% of my movie poster.
Bro, yeah. And you go to the poster and you're like, oh,
grateful.
What are they
looking
at?
Like, I know that one McDonald's. Avengers Endgame poster where all the main characters are just like,
yeah. Off in the distance. But besides the picture, great, right? You know, sunny, not rainy, not windy. It was good. It was really good, yeah.
Awesome. And did you celebrate Christmas having family or?
Yeah. Going back, obviously you won't know, but tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day. Got to go back until maybe the 29th. Go see my mum and my brother.
Whereabouts is that?
That's right, your brother.
My brother, yeah. Cade knows. Cade knows.
After this, let's hear the story of how you two
met. Yeah, Cade knows my whole family. So go down is Cambridge. you know, which they don't like being called, you know, a little town, a little city. They're a village. We're a village.
We're a village. Yeah, my grandparents live in Cambridge. Yeah. Our grandparents live in Cambridge. Oh.
Do they?
Yeah, Nandy's brother.
Do they?
I got, he's got like, because I'm more connected to my mum's side of the family. Right. And I just hear this whole lore of like different family members all the time. But can we hear the story how you two met?
Do you want to tell the story?
Hey, you.
Okay, so it was a warm summer's evening. So
I'll cut this bit out. Just can you keep an eye when that stops, like 25 minutes, and I'll hit record again. All right.
Okay, so this time last year, I was working for Bay of Islands Cruise and Kayak, and we had a group from Auckland. A group of, I think it was four of you, and then three of you.
Three.
And then another group. I just left that group to go do their thing, and I started talking to these guys. Mm-hmm. So that's how I met Noah, and I was talking to him for a bit, and I found out he was like into acting and where he was working and everything. And I went home and told my mom, actually. I was like, bro, this dude works on Shortland Street. Like bro.
Love that.
And then I sort of like left it for a little bit. I went straight to the back of my mind, and then I came down here to visit my dad. And he's got like a TV, and I don't usually have TV. I got Netflix. And I'm looking at TV, I'm like, I know that person from somewhere. It was a KFC ad. I'm like, what? I know that person from somewhere. Like, where do I know this person from? And then you came from my TikTok feed a few months ago.
Double love that.
And I was like, hey, I do know this person. I'm going to message him right now. So that's how we met.
Cade's got this kind of like, I call it the main character syndrome, where like he'll start the conversation by like just like, I should already know what's happening.
Yeah.
So for example, how he introduced me to you, right? I'm in my room just on my phone. He busts in Noah. That's TikTok. Like I'm supposed to know what that means.
I get that. I would understand.
I saw your TikTok, and that's how he showed me.
I love that. Hey, context on the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Again, warm summer's day. and me, my mother, and my brother, going for a bit of a canoe, and we show up and we see these two cousins, and my mum's like, that cannot be them, you know, they're young. I go, you know what, that guy's in a life jacket and he looks ready. This is Cade, he looks ready. And we come on over, and of course, yeah, Cade introduces himself, takes us on a lovely canoe ride. I don't know if all of us got back, because
did he flip it?
You know, I will throw it out there. There's this one bit on the ride, and it's the waterfall, and he's like, yeah, if you guys want to do it, you can do this waterfall. It could be a little hard. And everyone's like, you do it. Goes under the waterfall, turns, does it real smooth, and then everyone of course is like, oh, okay, that's easy, you know. And in the back of my head, I'm like, you know what, if he does this for a living, he must know one or two things about canoeing. And my mum and my brother went, and they absolutely ate it and just flipped.
That's right.
They just flipped. And I was like, what silly gooses. I could easily do that. Like, watch this. And I was down. I was for sure down for the count. And I don't think anyone did it, but maybe Cade.
Yeah.
And just like that, we finished and we left, and I told my mum about Cade as well.
Here we are connected.
Yeah,
now.
It was great. Yeah, I was meant to go home, and my mum said, "Who are you going to go do this thing with?" And I said, "Mum, it's Cade. It's the boy from the canoeing." And she went, "Mate, stay all you want. He's lovely." So you know, me and Cade go way back, of course.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I just want to bring it back. Did you say silly gooses?
What, yeah, silly gooses?
They were squaunting and you know, barking.
In a long, long time.
And I went, I'm gonna put on my hat and I'm gonna be a serious goose, and I'm gonna go through, and I was a silly goose myself, and flipped. Totally flipped.
Out of the hundreds of like trips that I've taken, your trip was one that I actually remembered, because we talked for ages at the back. Who was the tour guide I was with?
Yeah, did he come back? Did he have he was great as well.
I don't actually remember. Tall dude.
Someone didn't come back from the canoeing trip?
I don't actually remember who I was with that day.
You mean like a tour guide with you, or?
Yeah, no. So there's usually two of us who go. Have you got photos?
I do. Obviously, this is any nothing photos for you guys. I need to see them. But I probably do. Yeah,
I need to see these photos. Okay.
I actually have a I'm gonna do a little exposing real quick. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, Be Real was popping. It was great.
I still have it.
I do run it and I grind it. And I went and took my phone and I sacrificed the whole canoe for this Be Real. And I got Cade to take it, and in the Be Real, Cade didn't want to be in the Be Real. So he phased out his face, so it's just me canoeing and then an empty spot. But you, I do think I have some photos.
Nah, I didn't like photos back then. He goes, I just like communicating with people.
He goes, screw this random guy, I'm not being
to Be Real. What's PK and Cade then? Uploading every single
day. Yeah, damn. I completely forgot about that. I think you're the only person that I actually took a Be Real for.
Well, to be fair, I did about 2.5 hours with this phone in my pocket going, this can't get wet. No way.
I have this picture in my, because my girlfriend loves Be Real. I don't do Be Real, but I've got this picture saved on my phone that says, help me. So every time she does a Be Real, she'll take a nice picture of us. But when she flips it where we can't see the screen, I'm holding up the sign that says, help me.
Holy heck.
Wow.
Don't you dare take a photo of that.
Wow. What a beautiful. Wow,
that's crazy.
Specimen. What the heck? Yeah, no, he was
like, what? Was it just me?
Oh, you know what? I will have a. Sorry for the.
Who was I with? Oh, it's Anthony. No way.
Wait, is that your mate Anthony?
Yeah, my mate Anthony.
Did he do it as well?
He was working with me for like a few months and then he wrecked his back.
Oh, that guy, Anthony, curly hair, right?
Silence. Yeah, it's in Haruru.
Is that the one that lives on the boat?
Yeah. So he was working with us for like a few months. I think he left like a week after your trip because he ruined his back.
He's like, oh, I had Noah on here. I can't do this anymore.
He goes, no, I've had Noah. I don't need to do anything else.
Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah, I'm done.
Nothing else left for me to do.
Yeah, he was great. He taught me about the Taniwha. Yeah. He was lurking, luckily. Missed us, but yeah, great tour, guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was far out.
Should we move on? We've got a couple segments. We've got a pet peeve. I know Cade's got a pet peeve he really wants to share with Jamie. I think they're probably the same. I've got a pet peeve that came up with this on the spot. So on the weekend, I had my family Christmas, and so it was me, Cade, and my girlfriend who were going down to Tauranga to visit my family. My girlfriend was meeting my family for the first time, and ooh. I was just, so it was good. It went well, so don't worry. But the thing that went in my head was a pet peeve for me is, you know, when if I bring my girlfriend to the front door and my grandparents, aunts and uncles are all standing there at the door and they're like, Phoenix, nice to meet you. And I have to like, yep, this is my auntie, my nan, like, can I just like one at a time? Like a pet peeve for me is if you're all crowded at the door and like someone, if like my mom just goes, are you going to introduce me? Like I'm getting to you. I got the grandparents, the auntie first, like just make a line or
respect
something.
Respect the line order.
Just a pet peeve for me. Yeah, yeah. Can the grandma open up the door, introduce her, slowly make my way through?
Yeah. The grandparents are hard too because it's a, hi, my name is, sorry, what's that? No, my name, sorry, what's that? So, you know, that is hard. I do get that.
Thank you.
All right, my pet peeve, and I think you might agree with me. I think everyone will agree with me. When you're in the fast lane, oh, and the person in front of you is not going fast.
I'm guilty of doing this.
If you are not passing someone, get out of the passing lane.
Facts, bro. I hate that shit. Going to work going home tonight, I'll put money on it. There'll be someone on the right lane.
Yeah.
Just fucking going like 90.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there like, I know I can't pass you on this side, but I'm really going to him. Yeah, indicate, boom, gone.
Over, always undertake as well. Like jump into the last or the slow lane just to go fast.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It's just like, hey, give me 2 seconds. That's how much it will take for me to get past you.
And I just have to go.
I'm out of your life forever.
I'm gone.
Yeah, but you want to chill in your van and go 80 with heaps of space on the other side.
I reckon one of my pet peeves personally would probably be when you're driving and someone just like cuts in front of you for no reason. Like, and they go slower than you. That's the worst.
Okay, no. That is all right. If they cut in front of me, completely fine. As long as they say sorry or thank you.
Yeah, I don't mind that. It's more
if they do
the
that.
The part that gets me is fine. When they cut in front and then they just go like slower than they were already going. It's like, brother, what about what is that? The like, point?
really dodgy car that we were had interaction with when we were going back home from up north, the one that kept driving fast, stopping.
That was
you horrendous. Tell it.
So we were on our way. That was for filming for Prowler.
Yeah.
So we're hitting.
Little sound effect there.
All right.
Is that the title of Prowler too?
Could be.
So we were hitting to Auckland from Whangarei.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. He did it, so I was like, okay.
No, I don't know. What you're
doing. We were heading from Whangarei to Auckland so I could film with PK for a week or so. And we're driving along, coming down the Brendoans. We're coming up first. I was driving his car for the first time.
I was stressed.
And there was a car right up our ass. Looked like a surf or something. And high beams on, up her ass, move over. He speeds past, stops, we drive past, he pulls out behind us, does the same thing. Does it for like 20 minutes until we start triple five him.
He must have done it 5 times at least.
Yeah, and then passes on a blind corner coming down the Brendoans.
Alpha.
Who the fuck does that?
Bro's actually just asserting his dominance on the road.
A high beam. Yeah. Is an alpha play.
I was so glad. That's the one time I'm glad someone else is driving my car.
I really wanted to just like pull over and punch him in the face.
I've had a similar situation to that, but it was a lot like the caliber of the situation was a lot worse. I was coming home from town at like 2 a.m. one morning, just after. So when you're leaving Auckland, going south, you pass that BP station and then you've got the Drury off ramp.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
There was a car on the wrong side of the motorway driving towards me. And I was like, just so confused. I was like, am I drunk or something, bro? Like, what is there? Headlights coming towards me. And then they took the off ramp at the BP. This was probably like a year ago. And I was like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, and bro, the motorway
trying
was
to kill
dead.
A man.
Yeah, the motorway was dead as well, which is lucky. But I was like, shit, if you got on like, yeah, if he kept going, man, he could have, like, fucked someone up.
Auckland is just the place for horror. If you're a horrible driver, you just move to Auckland.
Yeah, you have to look.
If you get your license in Auckland, though, and you drive Auckland, you go anywhere, and I'm sure you're cool.
That is one thing I hate about living in Auckland, is the drivers here.
Hey, it's you treat it like a video game, and you go, oh, traffic's like, I don't mind a little medium traffic, you know,
yeah, that's
it's
fine.
A bit funner to speed
that's
around,
fine.
You know.
That's fine. Drive when people don't know how to drive, yeah, the video game thing, I turn into Trevor. Right? I start yelling at people.
For the traffic would be so nice.
I see people go past on their V-Rods or something. Like,
am I crazy or did you have a moped at one point?
Yeah. I only had that up north though.
Ultimate swag.
Maybe not with the job you've got now, but I could still see with a moped.
Nah.
They're pretty easy to drive. Even I can drive one.
Yeah, I couldn't drive
the Grinch on a moped?
I could
stealing
see that.
Stealing Christmas?
I could see that. I could
see your neighborhood?
I could see that. But I like the Grinch because I have a green car.
Yeah.
Mm. It's not like, the same green, but.
Are you going to put your lights back up on your.
I don't know. I don't know because I threw them all out. And
you
I
threw them
I,
out.
Yeah. Well, took some.
Reuse and recycle.
Oh, don't use their name.
Beep took some.
Yeah, we'll beep their name, but.
Beep took some. And then we have two on our Christmas tree. I bought like 12 packs.
Yeah, I just found that out the other day. Like, I was like trying to put presents under the tree, and I'm like, oh, what's that thing do? Flicked it. Oh, Kate put lights on this thing? I actually did it for a whole month. I didn't even realize he put lights on it.
Yeah.
The lights from your car?
Yeah, so I wrapped my car in lights.
Did you wake up and go, you know what? Am I going to have lights on my Christmas tree?
Show me the picture of your
lights
car.
I think I've seen it, or lights on my car.
Hold on.
It's actually quite cool.
Lights on car, I would take over Christmas tree.
The way he put out the lights first was shit.
Yeah.
So I had to come in and do my little, you know, tinkering.
Little fix-it Felix.
But it looks really cool.
Here's me pulling them all off.
Oh, that'd
be not loaded. It was very satisfying. That one wasn't.
Oh, that wasn't cool.
We did such a nice photo shoot for him, and they're driving on the road, which is illegal. Don't do that ever again.
I was going to say, how's that?
We just drove from like for a minute to the park to our house.
Yeah. When I was in Whangarei, there's a lot of people with like tinsels.
Wait,
let's
see.
If I was driving down the road and seen that, I would.
Oh, would you like to see it? Would you like?
That's very dope. That's very cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
If that
didn't we see one the other night on someone's car? Maybe just I did.
Oh, I did in at Ripco when I went to...
I saw someone.
I saw a lot in Whangarei when I went up 2 weekends ago. It was pretty like...
It was probably Liam. Beep. It was probably Beep. Beep that. Yeah.
The one
he that you were...
Yeah, he put 13 meters of lights on. I'll show you a photo.
If you're... If you get lit up by the police and you got these on, you're...
Yeah, what is the consequence?
Like nothing.
Distraction.
It's just a distraction. So
you'll get a fine, but it's nothing.
Like, what's the,
they're not gonna go
100 bucks.
Oh, yeah, all right. More on like you're not getting away. Mate. I'm gonna be like, yo, follow that giant ass light.
And they've done a drifting video with all of them on.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, the boys.
Yeah.
Boys back.
Yeah, that's sick. Yeah. That's sick. I fuck with that.
So
that's very cool.
I don't actually follow his Insta.
He's got like 3.
Yeah, I follow his mate, like his main and his.
Surely you leave that though. If I'm a policeman and I see that, yeah. I'm going, look, it's December, it's Christmas.
Yeah,
no one complained.
Halloween though.
I'm arresting you straight away.
Oh no, sorry, November. Does it in November.
Yeah, I'm arresting you straight away. You're going straight to the back, throwing away the key.
I feel like it should be criminal to have start playing Christmas music in November in the fucking supermarkets. That shit was playing the day after Halloween. I'm like, brother. We just finished. Could we please have a break?
Someone at work put that on. Like in my classroom at work, a teacher put Christmas music on in October. With all due respect.
Hey.
Shut that down.
Hey, think of it as...
Snoopy's Christmas though. Not that bad.
Think of it as you're just pre-gaming your Christmas, right?
I guess, you know what?
Essential.
Yeah.
But
in October though. In October.
Yeah,
I start pre-drinking in October for Christmas. So when I get to Christmas... I'm already lit.
I start pre-drinking on January 1st for New Year's.
That's smart.
That's
smart.
That's thinking
about it. I don't drink.
Yeah.
Except you just start giving me drinks on the weekend.
Ooh.
And it was nice. It was nice. I can't lie.
They were
good. I had a good Red Bull vodka. Can't go wrong.
I had a beer and I was like, that's not enough. Two more Red Bull vodkas, please.
They are deadly because they're so easy to drink.
Yeah.
They're so easy
to drink. They always
that Red Bull.
Have you tried the dragon fruit Red Bull? Like,
oh, yeah.
Those ones are good.
I like the watermelon one. The watermelon one.
I like the
watermelon one.
I like the watermelon one.
Do you know, okay, have you ever noticed this? I'll buy a Red Bull can, literally in my car right now. I'll buy a Red Bull can. The little ones, okay? You crack that open, you drink that. Elegant, beautiful, divine.
It's nice.
It's great. You get one just the size above, and you crack that open and you drink it. It's not so divine. It's not so elegant.
And you feel like you're about to throw up afterwards.
Yeah,
you're
finish it.
I used to be able to finish one of those in high school, but now I just look at it, I'm like, how the fuck?
I can still down a monster.
I used to be able to finish like a rock star. That shit, now I have 2 sips. I'm like, bro, that's so sweet. That's fucked.
The sugar.
I tried the, because I got this guy like 24 monsters for Christmas.
That's
one
good
of them was like a rainbow drink. I didn't, was it Mother? What's the difference between Monster and Mother?
A lot.
But they still connected, because obviously the palette I got
they're owned by the same company.
Okay, that makes sense. But the rainbow drink I had, wasn't it? But that white drink, the ice cold one, the one you refused to give me,
looks nice. That's one of my favorite ones.
Looks nice.
Once I get to that side of the pack, then you may have one.
Wait, so was it like a multi 24 pack? Oh, that's sick.
It's amazing.
Got it for free. We're not going to say how I got it for free because, well, you know why I'm not going to say.
Ram Raids.
Ram Raids is here for it. Yeah.
It is Rav 4.
In my Rav 4. Put some wood on the Rav 4, drive straight through. Yep.
Done and dusted.
Exactly.
You wanted to put a sticker on it the other day? You wanted to put sticker rims on it?
Wait, what?
There was a sticker name that you came up with. I forgot what it was called.
Misbehave or something?
Misbehave.
Put Misbehave on my Rav 4.
You ram raid and they go, you know, I know exactly what fucking
why I can't do anything stupid, because I'm the only Falcon with the sticker.
You pulled into the driveway today and I saw your gas thing for the first time. Why has this guy got a massive smiley face?
I got a smiley face on my gas can.
It just doesn't look good with the yellow. Aren't you coloring your car though?
Coloring
like with a crayon?
Oh yeah, I might want to go white
with a crayon.
What was it before? What was it before?
It was. It's always been green.
No, but you were going to choose like a.
I wanted a dark amethyst.
Oh.
So what is it now? Yes. White. I could sell. Like kind of like could. Lucas's brother?
Yeah, kind of. Like that frost glossy white.
A little bit of snowman white.
Mm. Yeah.
Frosty white.
Yeah.
Gee, I hate to be that guy, but could we get into these Reddit stories?
I really want. Okay,
yeah. They're not that great. A couple of basic ones that you could probably go more in depth with.
Bring it on.
Am I in the wrong? This is like basically what we talk about. Should we act these out? Mm. Okay, we're gonna. Did that for my 24-hour podcast. Best decision ever. So good. It's just skits, you know. Because you're a bit of an actor. Yeah. I'm an actor. Cade's an actor. You've acted one of my movies. Yeah, we can do that.
You're my boss.
Two, 3 years. I hope I can do something.
Let's do more than you are.
Yeah, because then I wasted my money.
You know what? Instead of scratching this, should we do the court case again?
No.
Do this one.
We want to hear the script first.
So we don't. One of them is: am I wrong for not giving my sibling a ride?
Ooh.
Okay. So why are they not giving them a ride?
Just don't want to.
And go.
Well, who's you? Who?
You're not giving him a ride.
All right, little big brother. Come on, man. Can I please have a ride? I want to go to the shops, my friends.
I'm not going
to
give you a ride, first off, because you called me big brother. You know I have a name. Little sister. You know, you don't like me saying that.
I'll tell mom. Mom will make you give me a ride.
Do you think I'm scared of...
And you won't you be allowed to go on the PS4, because I'll tell mom.
Well, guess what? Guess who's got a ride and guess who doesn't?
Yeah, but I'll tell mum and then she'll make you give me a ride. I'll tell mum.
I'll just go on a ride.
I'm going to slash your tires when you come back.
Yeah, no, you're not in the wrong. He's a little bit of a prick.
You're a dangerous little sibling.
You know what? Why have you got knives?
You know what?
I'm going to grab a knife from the kitchen. I'm going to stab your wheel. I'm going to break your window.
I'm going to give you a ride. I'm
going to punch you in the face.
I'm 100% going to give you a ride. We're going to go wherever
we
want.
We're going to Rainbow City.
You have any friends that want a ride? I'm going to give them a ride. And okay. We're cool.
I'm scared of your little...
Hey, what about these two?
Really? Oh, here we go.
So he wants a ride. You don't want to give him one. Go.
Could I please get a ride?
Bubs, where's that 20 you still owe me?
Gee, Uncle said he'll pay you back.
I don't care what Uncle said. Bro, it's please. Your money.
I just need to go to the dairy.
You still have to pay off your ass last tick. Gas money.
Go ask Uncle Fitzu, bro.
I'm just gonna stop this right now. What? So that's a white family.
Northland, Auckland.
Another one was, am I wrong for standing up to my grandpa? You know how grandpas come like, I've lived longer than you, I know this, I know
respect
that.
Respect the elders.
Though, respect the elders, you know? But...
If it's outrageous.
Sometimes, let's think of...
Grandpa, go.
But what's the situation? What's the scenario?
Okay, so...
You're trying to use grandpa's Mustang for the weekend to impress some females, but you have to find a reason...
So your grandpa, you have the Mustang, you like Mustangs.
All right.
And you want his Mustang.
My objective.
That sounded bad.
My objective is to get his Mustang.
Yes.
For the weekend, of course.
Very important.
You're standing up to him.
Yeah, and you're my grandpa. Mm.
He did not say priest, right? You did not need to go like that.
Hang on, real quick, we're going to pause. I watched as soon as that happened. So
it was
after 25 minutes.
All right.
Is this on the way still, or is it good?
No, we're good. All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Granddad, are you?
Turn the volume down real quick on the chase.
Yeah, that's the AC. It's okay. Grandpa,
where's the remote? I gotta die before you talk. I gotta turn the TV down. No, where's the remote?
Here it is. Here you go. It was just in the exact same spot where I put it.
What's the volume button?
You know, I get mistaken all the time, Grandpa.
Speak up.
Yeah, sorry. It's the volume one with the plus button. It gives it away sometimes. But
what's wrong?
You know, I'll just do it for you. How about that?
I can do it.
That's cool. Right. So that plus button that will turn it up.
Channel.
So yeah, wow, Grandpa, you're on Netflix. How'd you do that, Grandpa? We don't own Netflix. You hacked into net. Oh, you know what?
What?
There you go. Now it's on mute. You did it. No, nah. No, it's you talking, no, Grandpa.
I didn't do it.
I think you did. Right. Oh.
Hang on.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what did you want?
Right. Yeah, no, I was here for something else. That's right. I just, you know how I have a soft...
Speak up.
Yeah, of course. Do you know how I have a, I have that softball game this week, and you were like...
Right, yeah.
You said you were like, because you already said so.
Yeah.
So it's fine. I was just rechecking with you because you already said that I was allowed to take the old Rupert, the Stang. You know, Rupert, your old Stang. If you remember, you still have one.
We feed the cat.
No, Grant, I'm talking the car, Rupert. Not the cat.
Oh, I love that movie.
That died long time ago, Grandpa. I don't know if you remember.
No, but, wait, what?
Hmm? Yeah, no, that's why I was rechecking, because we had that talk about dementia, Grandpa. So you said I could use it, so I was wondering.
Use what?
Yeah, I was wondering where the keys.
You can try, it's not working.
Yeah. No, you already muted that, Grandpa. I'm talking about the,
okay,
the keys.
The keys.
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah, keys.
What for?
What for? Because you said you told me to go find them.
Find what?
The keys.
What for? The key for what? The car.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about the car?
You know what? I'm just going to take it when you're sleeping, Grandpa. Which will be very soon.
Can you?
Because you know that drink I gave you?
I need you.
This got dark.
It's got your prescribed sleeping medication.
This got really dark really quick. So
hey, can you? The volume.
Grandpa, you don't own a TV. Grandpa, you've been playing with the AC the whole time, Grandpa. That's why you're shaking. It's very cold.
I'm watching.
You know,
watching what?
You're watching the air pressure, Grandpa.
I'm watching.
No, yeah, wow. Wow.
Scene. What the fuck?
No, your turn.
Oh, shit.
You're the Grandpa.
We need something different, surely.
No, I want
to
see this.
No, that was way too good. That was way too good. That was actually very good. That was actually funny. That was funny.
All right. Okay. How about okay, a bit of a weird one. Am I in the wrong for requesting that my teacher not partner me up with my deadbeat father's daughter? Do I normally repeat it again?
All right.
Just, yeah.
So, am I in the wrong for requesting that my teacher to not partner me up with my deadbeat father's daughter, which is what, your stepdaughter, I guess?
Yeah stepsister.
You want to get closer?
Sorry, stepsister.
All right, so I am your teacher. I have just sat you next to your stepsister of your dad that you don't love.
Fuck. And I'm the daughter that's the dad.
Oh. Okay, this right. Got interesting.
We got a whole scene right here.
All right.
Excuse me, Miss Johnson.
Why am I a miss?
Excuse me, Mr. Johnson.
Yep.
I don't want to sit next to her.
Step, bro, I'm stuck.
I'll sit next to her.
You're the dad.
To control her.
This is school. I don't think this is that. Mr. Johnson, could you please move me away from her?
Why?
Because I've got a deadbeat father.
I have taken months to set up.
I think
he beats me.
I think he's
at night.
Shit about me.
Excuse me, Coxlong. Just wait your turn.
He
beats me at night,
right?
And I try to sleep, but then he just tells me it's okay, and then hits me. I don't want to be next to his daughter.
All right, daughter, what's going on here?
I'm waiting for my allowance of the week. Where's my allowance, Dad?
What?
My allowance.
Yeah, Mum's
asking. I'm pretty sure he still hasn't.
For the,
I'm pretty sure he hasn't paid for the first child, but all right.
Mum's asking for child support. Could you please pay it, Dad?
Mum.
Why did this turn into like,
Mom,
now we're fucking with the dad?
Mum, I don't.
Where's the child support, motherfucker?
I don't know nobody called Mum.
Oh, yeah, well, Mum was asking if you could go with her to the Wins office, because she needs to get her benefit, and you need to pay child support.
Why are we talking
support?
About the mum or the teacher? What's going on?
I'm so confused. Yeah, next one. Let's just try that again. Do a different one.
Do a different one.
That was
too complicated.
That was what
the... I will do one more, and then we'll talk about our goals for next year.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. This isn't really a am I in the wrong. It's kind of a side note saying, what's the best way to give a 2 weeks notice?
Okay, this can be discussed between four people.
There's you know, well, you got to think of...
On the spot, before 2 minutes before work starts.
Fuck you. Here's my notice.
It's the best way to handle it.
It's very alpha to approach that way.
Mm.
You've got alpha, or you've got...
Beta Sigma.
Beta Sigma, hey, maybe I could, you know, work here once again in my life. You go... Hey, Phil. Hey, boss, man.
Phil,
looking good. You've been working out, Phil. Yeah. Side
gained 10 pounds.
Yeah. You said side note on that, Phil. You know, it's the end of the year, and I think it might be the end of my time here, as well.
Right.
So, just as I slipped in here, you know, at the start of the year, I'm just going to hand this 2 weeks notice and slip on out, right?
Like I do with my children.
Yeah. Thanks.
So, what is this exactly?
That's my. It literally. It only says
2 weeks.
I quit.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Cool. So, no matter how okay you are, Phil, you know, which you look great again. Did I mention, did you lose
you
weight?
You did. Thank you, man. Thank you. I have.
How's that divorce going, Phil?
That's probably why the weight's gone.
I'm doing good, man.
Because the wife's gone. And sorry, Phil, but I'm gone as well.
Yeah,
it's a reoccurring thing.
Just like the children I'm she fine. Took as well.
But okay. Merry Christmas.
I'm actually fine.
No, you said that, Phil.
I'm actually sure I don't need it.
Does Phil have dementia?
I don't want it. I'm fine.
Well, the next person that comes in, I'm going to tell them to just look out for Phil because he's a bit depressed. Everyone's leaving.
No, I'm actually fine.
He may leave at any moment.
Can I look at that again?
No, yeah.
So what is it for?
Again, just I quit on a piece of A4 paper.
I'm going to grab a pen.
Yes.
And I'm going to write down that... I am fine.
Mm-hmm. I'll take that back.
I don't want that.
Says, help me, please. But you said I am... Well, you know what? I'm quitting. Anyway, and I'm pretty sure there's another dude behind me who isn't looking too happy about working here either.
Yeah, have you got something you want to say as well?
Hey, mate. Hey, how's
it going?
We've had a great time together. Like, you know, I took you out on the boat.
Employee of the hour.
Exactly. I took you out on the boat, you know, like you met my children, you know, we had a great time together.
Yeah, but I fucked your wife on that boat too.
As I was saying.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Very alpha. He's... Definitely.
Phil's the alpha. That's why his wife left.
Alright.
Yeah, because he cheated.
This might be going across your head.
I'm fine.
So, you know, we've got a good connection. You would say.
I would say so, of course. Yeah.
And you know, I look out for you, and you look out for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you. I want what's best for you.
Yeah.
And you want what's best.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
This job isn't what's best for me.
Okay, but it's you being here is best for me.
Yeah. No.
So we can scratch this conversation.
Yeah, no, but
and you can get back to work.
No. So listen to me.
I'm listening. I'm just not agreeing, and I'm going to disagree.
Listen to me.
I'm listening.
Listen to me.
I'm listening.
So this job has made my life a living hell.
Oh, I'm so
you
sorry
as a
that.
Boss has made my life a living hell.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So I am direct. Not fine, and I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Okay.
And I would like my back pay.
Yeah, but you get.
I don't
your,
care no, if you're fine.
Can I speak? I understand that you're not happy. And that makes me unhappy.
Mm. No, it doesn't.
No, because when you're sad, that makes me sad.
No, it doesn't.
The situation
just
is,
because
you're
not
pay.
Making
you
money. No. No.
You will get your pay when you do your 40 hours next week, and the week after that, and the week after that, and you get your pay.
What a nice young boy you are, paying him money. How lovely. I don't work here.
No, you're the other employee.
Hey, give me a hand.
Why?
I want to apologize.
How nice of him!
Who are you?
Give me your hand. Give me your fucking hand.
Oh.
Why is Bewitched here?
Oh. All right, before we, because we're slowly
declining
going past
madness.
Our time, let's really quickly, in 10 seconds, I'm going to do a timer. Each of us need to say our goals for next year in 10 seconds. Alright, we'll start with you. No, you know what? You can finish it off for us.
Like, and with a motivational quote.
Let's start with you, Jamie, then.
Okay,
I need to get a timer. Hold up. I'm going to, even if I cut you off, I'm just going to say time. Alright, ready?
Yeah.
three, two, one, go.
Goals for next year is probably hit 5K listeners on the podcast and start my own YouTube channel.
Let's go.
All right. Love Four that. Seconds of yeah. goals to spare. You want anything else to add?
I also want to go to the gym every single day.
No more. That's not going to happen anymore.
That's for next year's
Cade, ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go.
I want to go live on TikTok.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what? That's all we need.
Can you not go live?
No, you need 500 followers.
That's all we need.
You can have my account.
Yes. That's all we need. That's all we need.
I understand.
You can have my account.
Why do you have five? What?
I've got 3,000.
What? Little more than 500.
There you go. You could use it for your car.
Yeah.
How much are you giving it to him?
CC.
What the? What? How?
Get it.
TikTok.
All right. Ready? How much
time? I want to do it myself, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
Great.
All right, for me, 3, 2, 1. All right, release my 2 movies in cinemas. Keep doing the acting.
Yeah,
keep
time.
Going with the podcast. Keep going with the skits. Do the skits every single day. Get better at my job. I keep going at my job.
All right, time.
Yeah, I think I got a millisecond left. Let me think.
What do you want in the millisecond?
Let me think. And go to Japan.
Time.
Go to Japan, right?
Go to Japan.
Oh.
All right, Noah, are you ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, 2025 social media grind for sure. Not posting every day, but posting every other day, right? Keeping that grind, trying to do it the whole year. Acting, of course, making that up and working and make sure I'm living perfect. Life, right?
Yep.
W.
All right. And motivational quote.
Oh, yeah. Now that's a new thing for us. You got to give us a motivational quote.
Look at the camera.
You know, sometimes when you fall over, and you think to yourself, shit, that hurt. And also, shit, I can't get up. Guess what? No, guess what? You can. In fact, you can get up and you can run away. You probably should run away because it was kind of awkward because you fell over at first. But you got up and you got away. So hustle. Thank you.
What the fuck?
Buy one, get two. That's what that sounded like.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. It was a pleasure. And we'll see you back next week. Oh, and if you really want to, go listen to a 6-hour-long episode, which was released last week
for the 24-hour
podcast. Huh?
You can see the Grinch tomorrow.
And what?
They won't see the Grinch tomorrow. Cause
it's and I hope you guys had a great Christmas.
Yeah, very
Merry Christmas.
I hope you got cold for Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah as well. Shout out. Hanukkah. And Happy New Year.
Is Hanukkah the Jews?
Happy New Year.
It is. I love how it was the Jews.
Yeah, not Jewish holiday.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Have a good holiday.